Are we live?
Yeah.
We're live. We are live. Welcome back to the Utterly Horrific Podcast, where we don't talk drama. We don't talk politics. We don't talk sports. We only talk one thing and one thing only. What do, Carter?
Horror films.
We talk horror films. I'm your host, Cole. Seated directly to my left is the man of the hour, the man himself, Gata.
Hello, everybody. I'm the co-host of the Utterly Horrific Podcast.
And we have a very, very, very special guest today. A man of culture. A man of sustenance. A horror fanatic, and that's why he's here. He watches a lot of horror films, and he knows what's going on. Caleb, what's up, man?
Hi, guys. Happy to be here. Just here to indulge in some great conversation.
You were just telling us right before we went live that you were showing some of your buddies some of the gory movies.
Yeah.
Whoa. Tell us that again.
Well,
that's kind of funny.
I showed him, first was Hostel. Obviously, it was a great gore fest. That was one of my top movies.
Hostel is, you've never seen Hostel ever.
No.
Loser.
But they did not like the scene when the Asian chick has her eye popped out.
You showed her the original one?
Yeah.
Or showed him the original one?
Yep.
Yeah. That whole film was super
and
good.
Then I showed him Terrifier, which...
The first or the second one?
The first one, and they,
Have we all seen both Terrifiers? Those are good.
I think we watched the second one together.
Yeah. No, they were appalled and disgusted by the, Sawzall scene with...
Oh, when
Arthur
the chicks,
Clown.
When, yeah, when the girls...
Upside down.
Yeah.
That's a great... That was,
yeah, that's a hardcore
that was
kill.
Disgusting.
That is a top tier
that, like,
on a gore fest.
I know that you're, like, a huge Saw guy.
Big Saw guy.
I think that kill with that, that's the blonde girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that kill in Terrifier is, like, comparable, if not better, than, like, at least half of the kills in the Saw movies. It's so simple. It's disgusting.
I wouldn't argue that. I mean, just that, it's what makes Terrifier Terrifier, and that's what he's known for, is bloody, horrific kills.
Damien Leon is a freaking menace. You said you showed him The Collector, too.
The Collector, too, but...
Not the second one.
No.
The actual, like, the original
one. The original one.
And, dude, great movie.
Yeah. They were shocked by that.
You've seen Terrifier 2 and the first one.
I've seen both Terrifiers.
Have you seen The Collector yet?
I don't think so. I don't think I have.
Are you a big gore guy?
Nah. No. I think I'm more into, like, the hauntings, you know?
Like the supernatural
stuff?
Yeah,
the supernatural stuff.
The Caleb is a massive gore guy.
The gores are
big
good.
Gore guy.
Like,
he loves gore.
Big gore guy.
I think you... have seen, now correct me if I'm wrong, you've seen all the Saws, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Dude. It's not Saw 10.
You haven't seen
so
10
just,
yet?
That
I haven't seen 10
out.
Yet either.
No.
Yeah. No, I like gore. I think it's cool when it's done well. I think, like, some of the coolest stuff to look at when you're talking about gore is, like, how do they make it happen? If it's not CG, how do they do that practically? Dude, I saw, like, a video the other day of they were making, like, a short horror film, and in it, I don't know who it was. I don't know who was making it or whatever.
Mm.
But, like, they had a scene where, like, the camera was shooting up, like a person was laying on the floor, and then the camera was, like, their POV.
Yeah.
And it showed the guy on top of, I think it was a girl, like, beating her with a hammer. And then it showed the blood going up into the dude's face.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's kind of whack how they did that to get, like, the perfect hit of the hammer and stuff. So what they did was they filled a tire with, like, I think they, like, doused a freaking tire in blood, in, like, fake blood, and the guy, as the girl was laying down, and, like, the view of it was going to her side, so it looked like it was going into the girl, he was beating this tire, but every time that he hit the tire with, like, a hammer, the blood would, like, it looked like it was, like, real blood kicking up. It's super cool when they do that stuff right.
Yeah, the creativity with practical effects, like Damien Leon with Terrifier, he got lucky with COVID. I mean, that scene was cut just before COVID,
yeah.
So he had all the time in the world to think about how gruesome he could get
crazy.
This kill.
I can't wait for Terrifier 3.
Yeah.
I think that one's going to be sick.
Damien Leon did not disappoint with that kill.
No. The whole second movie is just, like, freaking disgusting.
Yeah.
But it's so good,
Saw
man.
In the wound.
Dude,
yeah.
The salt, literally. There's a scene with the salt in the wound.
The bleach in the salt.
Yeah. Or it was bleach, I think.
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
But, this is episode what, Carter?
4.
This is episode 4. What do we got so far? We did an episode on Scream,
The Conjurings,
and
Strangers
that just came out recently. Well, what are we talking today, Cart?
Evil Dead Rise.
Evil Dead Rise. Caleb, you've seen Evil Dead Rise.
I have.
Caleb's a huge Evil Dead guy.
Big Evil Dead guy.
Carter, on the other hand.
Not a fan.
Not
other so than much. The first one, or other than the latest one. Evil Dead Rise.
Like Evil Dead Rise.
Love this film.
Okay, so you don't like the original from 81?
No. I mean, love that the original's not bad, but again, it's like, I'm not the biggest fan of, like, how they, the remakes, because they all just seem like the same film.
Well, you know? Yeah. What do you think about the original?
The original, I thought it was great. I mean, overall, just with the comic relief and all that, I know that's kind of what he was going for.
Sam Raimi?
Yeah. Sam Raimi. But, I mean, the previous ones were more comical, and, I mean, what was it, Ash versus...
Army of Darkness. There is Army Ash versus Evil, the TV series, but you were thinking Army of Darkness.
Yeah,
92.
That's a plot twist out of nowhere.
Evil Dead, it is. It's, like, the weirdest thing. I remember, like, first time I saw that, I was like, what even is this right now?
But,
Evil Dead 2, I'm gonna be honest, everybody thinks that's, like, a cult classic, and whatever, if you like it, you like it. I remember watching that, and I was like, it's like, such a twist from the first. You've seen Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
We watched that together, man.
Yeah.
Because you were, like, making fun of it the whole time. Because it's, like, literally a comedy.
It is. Yeah, that's...
It's so
That's what Sam Raimi was kind of going for.
Yeah. It's so weird. Especially, you go from, like, Evil Dead, the original from 81, and it's, like, serious, and it's actually really freaking good on, like, a budget of $350,000 or something in a woods, isolated cabin in Tennessee. These two friends, Bruce Campbell and Sam Raimi, they're from just outside Detroit. Go and make this movie. It ends up being a freaking hit. When it came out, there's like a quote that I saw that Stephen King like loved it. It is when after its appearance, Stephen dubbed it the most ferociously original horror film of the year.
I mean, when it comes from Stephen King, you can't. When it comes to horror and Stephen King,
you're not gonna
trump it. So yeah,
yeah. But then like the second one. Yeah, I wasn't. I know people love it, and like, there's like diehard Evil Dead fans out there. I don't really like the second one. I mean, like, it was different. Army of Darkness is its own thing in itself, but like, dude, the 2013 remake from Fede Alvarez.
I was gonna say,
have you seen it, Carter?
No.
Yeah, Carter's not a huge Evil Dead guy, but he does like Evil Dead Rise. But yes. Like, before we touch on Rise. No.
I mean, we talked about gore, and how can you skip over the 2013?
Dude, what, like, seriously?
Yeah. Well, technically, is it a remake, though?
It's not a remake. It's like...
It's
its own thing, but it's like... It's like a requel, but I think that's what they call it.
It like, kind of shapes the...
It's like, essentially the same thing as the first film, you know? They're going into Mia's a recovering addict, except for they don't have a recovering addict in the first film, but it's so freaking gory, dude. Dude, some of those... What I do like about Evil Dead, and this kind of just goes with horror films in general, as the times keep progressing, the freaking antagonist of movies, like the Deadites, just get creepier and creepier.
Yeah.
Can we take a minute to talk about Ellie from Evil Dead Rise, how freaking terrifying she looked?
Yeah.
Like, Carter, I know that you love Evil Dead Rise. What do you think about Ellie? The mom.
Oh, she was terrifying.
She was freaking scary. You have, like, some of the coolest quotes ever. Like, mommy's with the maggots now. Like, dude, I remember we were sitting next to each other when we watched that. And we were like, that's so freaking hard, dude. Yeah.
That caught me off guard, and it kept me on my toes.
Evil Dead is, like, one of those franchises where, like, it's not my go-to, but it will never disappoint.
No.
I don't think so. No. Like, and they keep, to me, and I think it kind of goes back to what we previously said with the times and stuff, that the movies just keep getting freakier. And like, to me, that just makes them better and better. Not saying that the 81 wasn't good, but like, Evil Dead Rise, I loved it. Some people hated it.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. It got an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But what was it about, Carter? What are we talking about? Evil Dead Rise?
Yeah.
Well, tell us about it. Dude.
Okay, so it was a family that, they don't ever say last name.
I don't think they ever say the last names, though.
But they are, live in this high-rise apartment building. Where was it at? New York?
L.A.
L.A.?
Yeah.
And there's a big earthquake. Kids are out for pizza. When they're coming back, this earthquake hits. And they find a vault in the bottom of their building.
In the parking garage.
In the parking garage. Yeah. And in this vault, they find the what?
The Necronomicon. Ex Mortis.
Yes. So, they find this.
The Book of the Dead.
Yes. They find this, and this unleashes the Deadites. Once, so, the son, Danny, he finds this, listens to the records of it, and this sends out the Deadites, and it possesses Ellie, yeah, the mom, and she terrorizes the family the entire film.
Yeah.
So that's essentially the gist of the movie. Very good. Check it out if you haven't already.
Exactly. To like kind of go into a little bit more detail into that, we have a family of, what is it? There's Ellie's the mom. Danny's her son. Bridget is her daughter. And Cassie? Is it Cassie? Cassie's the youngest daughter. And then we have a sister, Ellie's sister, Beth, that shows up in the very beginning of the film. And she shows up, and she was like on tour as like a radio,
as or
like
a radio technician.
A radio technician for a band. And then she comes back to LA, and she meets up with her family, with Ellie's family. And then we figure out that dad's out of the picture, whatnot, 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 and then it kind of all breaks loose. You know what I mean? Yeah. Kind of as you said, when the earthquake hits, when the kids are out for pizza, and then in that vault, which is a good scene. Mm-hmm. That was a good scene, mm-hmm, man. Mm-hmm. But before we touch on like what actually happens in the movie, title card. You remember the title card?
Yeah.
Bro, awesome.
Yeah.
We looked at each other in the theaters and we were like, that's the coolest title card I have ever seen.
And it ties in the beginning and the end of the movie.
Yes,
so,
like, freaking awesome. There's, like,
leading to another
nasty kill in it. And, like, when that lady's rising from the water, and it's just, like, Evil Dead rise. Like, bro, awesome. Yeah. Awesome, awesome, awesome. But kind of like what we were talking about with, especially the 2013, we'll just call it a remake, even though it's not, like, technically a remake. It kind of plays, in part, with Evil Dead Rise, in where... And this is kind of where...
Exactly. Isn't that the second book of them?
Is it? I think it's the same book. I don't know. We're going to have to dig into that. But, like...
The lore.
The lore of this.
And the plot thickens.
But, like, we're talking about, like, this is kind of where we can kind of dig into character development. And Carter does not like to have this conversation because he thinks it's, like, way too complex over his head. Because we talked about this before we got live. Where we talk about like how in the 2013 one, Mia is at the cabin and she's brought there by her friends and her brother, mm-hmm, I think, and she's a recovering addict.
Yeah.
Right? So now you have like the Deadites that are picking on super, super vulnerable people. Like, I don't know the right word, like picking on, like they're targeting, essentially. Even though they open the Book of the Dead,
mm-hmm,
it's like
they find adding, the easiest victim.
Yeah, it's adding like bad on top of. Like, it's adding worse on top of
people
bad.
That are trapped.
Yeah. And we're like, she's a recovering addict, so her situation is already bad. These people, in Evil Dead Rise, this family is like a broken family.
Mm-hmm.
You have dad just left. We didn't even say that. Beth, Ellie's sister, just figures out that she's pregnant. She's like, dude, I can't handle a baby right now. So you have like these vulnerable people that, like we just said, worse. It's bad. And it makes you, I think to me, it makes you, like, root for the characters almost, but it's almost, like, I don't know the right word, like, relatable, but you can understand where they're coming from,
mm-hmm,
almost.
You get a bit of empathy in there, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's super important when it comes to a horror film, is, like, you're not, like...
To connect with characters.
Being scared is not the only thing that you should, like, feel when you're watching a horror film. And we talked about this a little bit with Scream, dude, where, like, you have a comic relief in Scream.
Yeah, and you're, like, cheering for him. You know what I mean? You're cheering for him.
Yeah, they're like, they're regular people.
Yeah.
And like, you don't want them to die, but at the same time, you're kind of rooting for Ghostface because he's cool.
Ghostface is the man.
Ghostface Carter is a huge Scream guy.
Poor clumsy guy. He can never figure
it out. He gets better.
It's kind of like he never ties his shoes.
Yeah.
Scream 6 is brutal, though. If you haven't listened to that one, go check out our first podcast.
Is that your favorite Scream film? Scream 6?
No, it's Scream 1.
Okay, I was going
to
say.
It has to be the original.
I was going to say. Scream 6 was like good. It was by no means like fantastic, but it can't beat the original. The original's too good.
Back to Evil Dead though.
Did you know that like when Danny's listening to the record I don't remember exactly. Was it a record?
Yeah,
it's like a vinyl.
Right? Yeah, it's a record.
It's a vinyl record. Yeah,
he DJed that.
When he did DJ, he is like a DJ in the movie, yeah, isn't he? Yeah, like that's like his side hustle, like his hobby. Is he's like
dream? He's the next Marshmallow.
Marshmallow?
You don't know? You don't know who Marshmallow is?
The guy that with Whitehead.
He covers his face. There's a Fortnite concert about him.
Yeah, sure.
Kind of a big deal.
But when he listens to that voice of the priest. You know who that is, right? The voice?
Sam Raimi, isn't it? Not Sam Raimi.
It's Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, Bruce.
Yeah, so he even made like a cameo appearance into this that most people. It's like whose name am I looking for right now? Nightmare on Elm Street screen director.
Oh.
Wes Craven. Yeah, it's like Wes Craven stuff. You know how much Wes Craven appeared in.
They were throwing shots at each other in this.
In the early
in the franchise.
Sam Raimi and Wes Craven were kind of throwing a little bit of friendly shade at each other.
Well, like in the first one, they had a poster of The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah.
And then in the. They also had a Freddy Claw.
Yeah.
In it. So, yeah, I mean, there was definitely.
But in Scream, when. What's his name? Funny horror guy. He knows all
Randy.
The Randy Meeks. When he's asking all his friends, what do they want to watch? Like. Is it Nightmare on Elm Street
or Halloween?
Everybody
picks
for
Halloween
and they end up watching Halloween.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a little bit of a friendly shade. I don't know how friendly it was. I'm going to assume it was kind of friendly.
I bet you they hated each other.
I hope not.
Hot take.
They're cool. Hot take.
Unpopular opinion.
On Utterly Hurtful Podcast, we're big fans of conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories. I believe in aliens. But. I believe in aliens.
Yeah.
You believe in aliens?
Yeah.
I believe somewhere out there, but I don't think they visited our world.
You really don't think so?
No.
But
isn't it weird that the only country that aliens have visited is the U.S.? Outside the U.S., there's no other reportings?
You're telling me there's no other reportings?
Maybe they visited in Deadite form.
And why? And why did they? Why
the plot thickens?
Maybe it does. I like that.
And why did they go to Arizona?
It's hot. They like the sun. Why do people go to Florida?
Why?
Because there's warm
trees and there's the ocean.
The palm trees in Arizona?
Probably. Cactuses? Pinky palm trees?
Why would they visit Arizona? It hurts there.
See, it just doesn't make sense. Let's get back to the film. Let's get back to the reason the listeners tuned in.
Evil Dead Rise premiered at South by Southwest on March 15th, 2023, and it's made its original, like, worldwide premiere on April 21st, 2023 from director Lee Cronin, who is also, I don't know if you guys have seen this film, 2019, The Hole in the Ground, Supernatural film. No,
I have not.
Pretty good. I mean, it's not like good. It's not
chance
great.
In this movie, was there a hole in the ground?
There was a hole in the ground.
I'm on it.
There was a hole in the ground.
One guessed it. Yeah.
No, but like we can talk about how kind of back to how Beth was saying how she's not ready to be a mother. Dad just left the picture, and how that kind of ties back to the characters of the 2023 version where they're picking on like the vulnerable people.
Mm-hmm.
Picking on is the wrong word because like they're not really like. Picking on anyone because whoever reads the book unleashes.
Yeah, picking you're kind of like playing. Like they were straight up trying to kill you.
And that's a good point, is that they weren't really picking, they were trying to hurt. There's some fantastic.
Well, no, they're trying to capture souls, especially in 2013 one. It said in the book it needs the 5 souls for basically like the demon to rise from Earth. And at the end of the movie, she kills the demon.
Yeah.
And blood rains.
Did you say 5?
Yeah, 5.
Have you ever seen Clown? It's a
sounds familiar.
Eli Roth produced it, I think. It's from Dimension Films, who also did like Final Destination.
Yeah.
In Clown, dude's name is Kent, I believe. Just real quick. We got a dude who like dresses in a clown suit. He's a real estate agent. His son's birthday party, his son wanted a clown for some reason. Clown canceled, so he finds a suit in the basement of one of the houses that he's trying to renovate and sell, and like he puts on this suit and it starts to slowly like transform his body into like some sort of demon cloud. He can't get it off. It's some serious like David Cronenberg body horror stuff mixed with some cool supernatural. But in that movie he's gotta eat 5 children to give the demon what he wants. But I just thought that was weird that we had 5 children or 5 people. But anyway.
Conspiracy theory?
Tie-in with films?
The plot thickens?
Good movie. I recommend it. It's not bad. Pretty cool ending. I really like some of the kills in Evil Dead Rise.
Oh, yeah.
I know Carter loves the cheese grater. The cheese
grater. To the calf.
To the calf of Bridget when she becomes a deadeye.
It's one of those things that...
When she chews the glass, she's like, it's
one of the creepy crawlies in my tummy. It's one of those things that, like, when you're watching it, you, like, imagine getting a cheese grater to the calf, and you're just like, that has to hurt.
Or when Mia takes that razor blade in 2013
and licks it. You know how, you know what we call that? Good horror films, when you're, like, you're cringing a little bit. You're like, dude, that
body tense up.
Yeah, exactly. That's when you know it's a good movie.
Yeah.
When she chews the wine glass, and she, like,
you can see the... And you can see the pieces going down.
And she's looking at Beth. She's like, it's to kill the creepy crawlies in my tummy. That's freaky for two parts. Number one, she's terrifying, and that probably hurt a lot. Number two, now she, like, she knows, like, this demon, this deadite, knows that Beth is pregnant. You know what I mean? That's just freaky. And then we get to, like, the theatrical climax of this of the movie with the whole, like, what was it? You have the chainsaw, the grinder, obviously.
Yeah.
The wood grinder.
Yeah.
We're
wood
all chipper, like, yeah. I didn't like how, like, they all morphed. They all morphed other. Into one. I thought that was a little bit different. I mean,
it was different.
I mean, you got to be different. I mean, you can't just keep recycling it. Can't be like Halloween out here.
Do you not throw some shade right now?
Yeah, that's
that's
a heavy blow.
You got two guys here that really, really love Halloween.
I mean,
for the audience,
after Carter, Halloween 6.
Carter, I'm not saying that they're all fantastic. Carter dislikes Halloween with a passion.
Yeah, not a fan.
Why?
Not a fan.
He just doesn't like slashers in general.
No, Carter hates slashers, but his favorite movie is Scream.
Yeah,
no, I don't hate slashers. I love, like, My Bloody Valentine. Great film. Nightmare on Elm Street. Pretty good movie. But, like, Halloween, it's just such a dumb concept.
It's a first concept.
Dig a hole. Not make really. The man Black drop Christmas. Into it, and you're done.
Did you hear this?
You have to dig a hole and just let Michael walk into it, and he's never getting out.
Want Michael Myers to just walk into a hole?
Bro walks into a lot of things. Doorways, for instance. Dig the hole after a doorway.
Okay, so you're saying that my boy Mikey is as clumsy as your boy Ghostface.
Yeah, it probably is.
False. Michael is stealthy.
Stuffy.
And you want Laurie Strode to take time out of her day to dig a hole. Wow. A serial killer is chasing her.
He walks like a tortoise.
It doesn't mean she has time to dig a... Dude, you gotta dig a 12-foot hole.
No, you do not.
He has tremendous upper body strength. Have you seen when he just rises right up?
Have you ever seen H2O? He does a one-arm pull.
This man right here, he knows what's going on.
Okay, seriously, you dig a hole. Or... You don't have to dig it all at once. Segments of this hole. Walk in circles.
He's not dumb. He will figure it out. He evaded capture for like 30 years.
Yeah, that's why that movie sucks. Let's get back to the real reason.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
You want her to...
We're not going to be talking about Evil Dead.
This might be a new episode. Sometime. You want Laurie Strode... Look at me in the face when I'm talking to you.
Okay.
You want Laurie Strode to take a spade. Probably.
Or a backhoe, whatever is easiest.
You think that she can operate a backhoe? She's probably not even forklift certified.
That's not the word.
And you want her to take a backhoe? And then what? You want Mikey to just walk in the hole? You think he's just going to walk into the hole?
Cover it with some sticks, some leaves, maybe a picnic basket.
How big do you want this hole? You're going to need straight up tree branches.
Big enough for this guy to walk
in. So you're not just going to be able to cover with mere sticks?
Bro, it's... Okay.
You think yard waste is enough to...
It's fictional. So let's get that past it. It's hardly fictional. All right. And this man literally walks everywhere. He walks right at you to kill you.
It's because he's so calm, cool, and collected.
So dig a hole.
If you're that cool, and collected, you think he's just going to... Oh, hole! Let me fall in over this stick.
Get back to the movie.
All right,
get
back to the movie. Bye. Carter, we like to do this with every episode. If you're ranking Evil Dead on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being bad, 10 being really, really good, what are you giving it, man?
8.7.
Why?
8.7?
Yeah.
Why do I give it an 8.7? It has everything, folks. Scary times, little jump scares. It has the gore for the people that love it. Beautifully shot. Good makeup stuff. I mean,
really,
and
really
also, super also, you talk about people being trapped. I do not like tight spaces. A bit claustrophobic. That was like a claustrophobic movie. Like, you're trapped, you can't do anything. It's a good film.
I would have to like dig deeper on that. You can kind of get with that with like the whole cabin thing, especially in the 2013 one.
You can just walk through the woods.
Well, when they try to escape, the river's flooded over. So they can't. They try to leave.
Does the river circle the cabin?
I don't know. We didn't dig that deep into the lore.
Well, no. I mean, even Mia tried to leave after she crashed her car.
And she got attacked.
And the demon,
they can't. It's like disaster. They're. And it's kind of the same with Evil Dead Rise. Is they're in the earthquake. Like, they can't leave.
Yeah, the stairways broke. The elevators broke.
Everything's broke.
Did they ever try the fire escape?
I don't know. Interesting. It's a good concept. But yeah, it's like that. That you add in with the Deadites and everything terrifying with them, and then you add in this like claustrophobic stuck setting, and it just makes it even better. You remember the one scene, Caleb, that we looked at each other and went, "That is awesome," when we were watching this in theaters? Think deeply. Think Stephen King.
Elevator.
The elevator scene. We got a really cool shout out. A little bit of a.
We both looked at each other and went,
"The Shining."
The Shining.
There's a scene in Evil Dead Rise where, I think Ellie's going down the elevator and he starts filming.
This is after her possession.
Yeah,
I believe.
And eventually the elevator like works and it gets down to the floor whatever floor she was on, and the elevator opens and then just a wall
gallons of blood.
Yeah. Oh, that's right at the end when they were getting down to the parking garage.
Yeah, a little bit of a shout out to The Shining. Stanley Kubrick. Stephen King, fantastic film. Caleb, 1 to 10, what are you giving Evil Dead Rise, man?
8.2.
Why is that?
The ending just didn't really do it for me. They kind of redid the 2013 with the chainsaw through the face and the blood.
You need the chainsaw, though.
I know.
The chainsaw. In an Evil Dead film, you need the Book of the Dead.
You need the chainsaw, and you need
a lot of blood.
That's true.
So you're giving it an 8.2?
8.2.
8.6.
What are you giving it, Cole?
Evil Dead Rise. I'm probably giving it like a 6.7. I'll give it a 7.
Just a 7 flat.
Yeah.
It's a rookie score.
I don't think it was the best one in the franchise. My favorite one is the original.
Yeah.
My second favorite one is the 2013 one. I did love the characters. Mm-hmm. I thought they were like super good. Super, like, you feel empathy towards them. It was mainly the ending. The endings of movies can like make or break a film. Have you seen Pope's Exorcist, dude?
I've seen it, yeah.
What a great movie.
Third act, the ending, the third act
just ruined that movie. It was like I never watched it again after the ending. I was like, I'm not watching.
It was disappointing.
I watched that one in theaters too, and the whole time, we were just like, this is awesome, dude. This is sick. And then the third act hits, and it's just like.
It went from a top tier to supernatural and thriller to not even in.
If you guys haven't seen The Pope's Exorcist yet, watch it and then let us know what you think about the ending of it. We thought it was disappointing.
When do you guys want to go watch Pope Exorcist?
You weren't there.
I watched it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, you weren't there. Caleb watched it by himself, and then I watched it in theaters one night. But the ending of Evil Dead Rise. Not my favorite. I much preferred the ending of the 2013 one.
Oh, for sure.
Or the original. I thought that was really good. One thing I do want to like just shout out and give props to was whoever did the makeup for Alyssa Sutherland, who played Ellie, the mom.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, top tier. She was terrifying. I wonder how long that took.
Hours.
Probably like, yes, hours.
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 It would try.
Did you guys hear the news, though?
Let's hear it.
About the new Evil Dead Rise? Or the new Evil Dead Rise? The new Evil Dead movie?
Let's hear it.
Well, I guess French filmmaker Sebastian Vanacek, who also made Infested, is coming out with a untitled spinoff of the Evil Dead franchise. Don't know much about it. Don't know when it's going to be released. But he's saying that it is a nasty film. A film that hurts.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Like hurts physically?
And I quote, I hope not, and I quote, he says, if all goes well, we could start filming at the end of 2024, beginning of 2025, for a release that I hope for Halloween 2025. End quote. So, new horror, Halloween 2025?
Cool news.
I mean,
can't wait.
I'm pumped for it.
Yeah.
I'm super excited for it, man.
I can tell.
With that being said, I don't know. You guys want to talk about any more about Evil Dead Rise?
All right. You got a
I do got. I do actually have a trivia question for you guys.
A trivia question?
Yes, yeah, a trivia
We're
question.
We're adding trivia onto the
We're pod. Adding a trivia. If you listen on Spotify, you'll have the answers, or not the answers, but the options at the pool, so make sure you go and check that out. But what is widely considered to be the first horror movie made? That is the trivia question
what
for you guys.
What is widely considered to be the
first horror movie made? So Caleb? If you listen on Spotify... Go to the pool after the podcast and take
Give
a guess.
Yeah. Do you know the answer, Caleb? Or do you have an idea?
We'll leave it up to the audience.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
I know it.
Let's hear it.
I won't. Pulled up
yeah, now? I do, but I won't say what the answer is.
Dracula from 1931, I believe.
I won't say anything if that's right or not.
Well, there's also
I guess so.
There's also like a super, super short film. From well before that, and I'm thinking that's what it might be. I can't remember what it's. It's like a silent film, obviously. I can't remember what it's saying. I'm gonna look. You'll have to show me the answer after this. I wonder if it's that.
Okay.
But answer the trivia question if you think you know the answer. If you don't, take a guess. See what happens. With that being said, what's that, Caleb?
The answer will be posted next episode.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk about the answer next episode.
Yes, the answer will be posted next.
Sweet. Episode. All right. If you haven't seen Evil Dead Rise, go check it out. Great film from 2023. A year of really good, solid horror films.
I agree.
You got anything else to say, Carter?
No, thank you guys for listening.
Caleb?
Be good people.
Be good people. Thanks for joining us, Caleb. As always, Carter, thank you, my good friend.
It was an honor.
It was an honor. Follow us on Instagram at editorherific.com. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.